Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Destiny brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage, listeners share their stories, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready for the Voice of Destiny.
Ever wonder what are angels doing? I mean, I think sometimes we look at greeting cards, we see little gift books, and we have this idea that angels are just really floating around in heaven, playing harps, and we just have this narrow concept of the role not only that angels have in the heavenly realm, but that angels have in your everyday life, especially when it comes to spiritual warfare. Again, I believe God wants to upgrade your ideology, your vision, your concept of what angels do and how God intends for believers to partner and co-labor with the angelic realm to see heaven come to earth. And I have a wonderful guest on the line today, Dr. Tim Sheets, who's written this incredible new book called Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven. And the good news is I believe this book is going to become a manual and a handbook for believers, opening their eyes and showing you that there's this whole spiritual world going on around you, and the Lord is actually inviting you to participate in it, work with the angels, and see the kingdom of God released in your life, and see breakthroughs demonstrated and made manifest on a regular basis. So, Dr. Tim Sheets, such a great honor to have you on the show, sir.
Well, it's great to be with you, Larry, and share what God has been showing me about angels. It's a delight to be here. I believe great days are happening in the kingdom of God. Yeah. I actually believe the greatest times in church history are about to unfold, and angel armies are a part of that. What Holy Spirit's doing with the angel armies, a vital, vital part of the great end-time revival that I believe is already beginning.
Yeah.
So delighted to be here.
Oh, and it's so good, Dr. Sheets. Let me ask you this. And again, before we started this interview, I gave him a disclaimer saying, hey, we have typical questions that we like to go over, but he was totally okay with just flowing as the Holy Spirit leads. Because for those of you who are listening out there, I know you have questions about the role of angels in everyday life. So, Dr. Sheets, let's just start at a very basic level, because I know so many believers and even non-believers, non-Christians, have this idea of what angels are doing, and really, it doesn't seem like they're doing much, you know, based on what people tend to popularly think about angels. So, if you could give a summary, what is the biblical role of angels in the lives of believers today?
Well, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 tells us that angels are ministering spirits. They are here to assist the heirs of salvation. That would be us. We are the heirs of salvation, and they are assistants to us. One of the reasons why they are not activated in our lives, I think the way they could be or should be, is because we aren't aware of them, and we're not aware of what they do, how they do it, how they work. It's like salvation. You know, you have to apply salvation by faith. Sometimes there are principles and promises in the Word of God that you must apply. The promise of angel activity is very similar to that, but they are here to minister to the heirs of salvation. And in fact, as I studied this the past 10 years or so, I have seen probably close to 50 different things angels do for us, if we will partner with the Holy Spirit and allow what he is doing and wanting to do with angels to be at work in our lives. A lot of times I think we negate angel activity because of our unbelief. Mm. For example, I was raised in church, a pastor's son, but I never really heard much about angels. I believed angels were real, but I never heard anything really about them. But on the other side, I constantly heard about what the devil was doing, what demons do. And I started to find, even as I began to talk about angels, probably 10 years ago, I began to study it now, I found the body of Christ even more willing to accept the fact that demons would speak to them than angels would speak, when in fact, the word angel itself, angelos, means messenger. So I began to study how so many different occasions in the scriptures where angels came and they gave a message to someone in the scripture. I also began to see how many in the body of Christ, they believe angels are attacking, demons are attacking, but they don't believe somehow that angels will assist and defend us.
Yes.
And that's what I began to study out very much, because Psalms 34 verse 7 says the angels encamp round about us to deliver us.
Yes.
It's one of the most amazing promises, I think, that we could start with anyway. They encamp around about us to deliver us. And the word encamp is quanah, the Hebrew word quanah. And roundabout is sebebal, which means to circle. So they circle us, and they encamp. And encamp means favor, or it means gracious, or it means to show kindness. But the basic definition is to make lovely. So circling us are angels that they have been assigned to us to turn the ugly in our life to lovely.
Wow.
I've had some ugly things happen, and I think a lot of Christians have.
Yes.
But circling us is a divine assister, angels, that their role is to come and to turn the ugly and make it lovely. It's similar to what Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Work together for good is a Greek phrase. It's sunantai lambanamei, but it means to take hold together with. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is the key to angel armies. He leads the angel armies. We don't. He also leads us, of course. But he will lead them to take hold together with us, to take hold of together with us against certain situations, ugly times, and turn those for good. So we have divine assistance that I think much of the church has not negated, but they just don't put into practice.
Yeah,
because they don't understand the work of angels. So, you know, I began to study angels. It's been about a 10-year quest now. Holy Spirit wouldn't let me get, he just wouldn't let it go, you know. I actually had, about 10 years ago, I was seeking the Lord about what he wanted to do in my life, and there's a lake out by my house that I go to pray. And I was talking to him about apostolic networks that were beginning to form then at that time. And instead of talking to me about that, Holy Spirit asked me a question. And he said, what about my angel network? Well, Larry, truthfully, I'd never thought of it. I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't thought about angels actually being networked together. But when you think about it, why wouldn't they be? They're not disorganized beings. I mean, God didn't create angels to see if he could do it.
Yeah.
Or to just to watch and say, well, you know, let's see what they do. Let's create them and see what they do. It might be amusing. No, they are needed. They're needed beings. We have angels assigned to us because we need them.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. If God needed angels, if Jesus needed angels, if the early church and early apostles needed angels, why wouldn't we need angels? And in spiritual warfare, when Lucifer led his coup against heaven, again tried to overthrow God, it was God that called on Michael and his angels to come in war against Satan and his angels. And of course, Revelation 12 tells us Michael and his angels won. So a key to spiritual warfare is to allow Holy Spirit through our decrees, through our prayers, to release angel armies to assist us in spiritual warfare.
Well,
that's what I wrote the book about.
Well, and what's it? Oh goodness! And Dr. Sheets, there's a lot of great things there. And just to let our listening audience know, what's wonderful about this book, Angel Armies, and Dr. Sheets, you just made such a good point in the sense that there's this whole world that we can't see, the spiritual realm, and in that realm are the angels of God. And you compare that really to salvation. There's this gift God has given us, the gift of his angels, these angelic messengers, these warriors who I believe God has called us to partner with to see his purposes come to pass on the earth, and also, as you were just talking about, to wage victorious spiritual warfare. So there's this invisible realm around us. There are these angels in this invisible realm, and just like salvation is this free gift we need to receive and appropriate in our lives, I believe, Dr. Sheets, this book, Angel Armies, is really a guidebook to help people recognize this wonderful inheritance and relationship they have in the angelic realm and start partnering with God's angels, because how much breakthrough, how much revival, how much of the power and the kingdom of heaven could be released if we were actually participating with God's angelic messengers and his angelic warriors. So again, just letting our listeners know, I think it's very important that we have a very clear blueprint of what that means and how to access this invisible realm. Now, Dr. Sheets, let me ask you this question, because I think there's two extremes. The one extreme is believers just thinking angels are doing nothing, and you just did a great job introducing us to what they are doing. But then I feel like there's also some hesitation in focusing on angels, because some would say, well, we don't want to focus on angels too much because we don't want to distract from God and Jesus and Holy Spirit. So what would you say to that perspective to give balance there?
Well, it is true. We should never worship angels, and we shouldn't. We should treat them as co-laborers. Again, the key to me is we, of course, worship God. Holy Spirit is the one who leads the angel armies as he leads us. Mm. Yes, there has been some unbalance and some that emphasize angels too much. But the balance to me is to recognize that the Holy Spirit is in charge of the angels, not us.
Yeah.
But we can ask. That's what Psalms 103 verse 20 is about, in Matthew 16 and verse 19. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We can loose the angels with our prayers and our decrees of faith. Of course, it has to be balanced, you know, or in line with God's word.
Yes.
You can't just, you know, some people have been guilty, I think, of treating angels as though they owned an angel or something. You know, we don't have pet angels that that we try to use in a nefarious way. But a huge key given all through the Old Testament and the New Testament to great victory is how God came with his angel armies. And that's what I see happening right now.
Yeah.
I believe Holy Spirit is coming again with the angel armies to release the greatest move of God that has ever been seen before. So my thing is, we worship God and we ask him to send the angels to assist us. We release those angels or loose them by our decrees of faith. Angels will not work on any other basis except God's word.
Mm.
And that's Psalms 103, verse 20. Angels hearken to the voice of God's word.
And the so wonderful thing, in the book at the end, which I highly recommend, this whole section on angels and prayer decrees. I mean, you go through, I believe, over 200 different declarations that are based on the word of God. I believe many of which are prophetic statements and announcements. And that gives, again, for those of you who are listening, that gives you something to put on your mouth and speak forth. You're agreeing with the word of God. I believe you're agreeing with just this prophetic flow of how Holy Spirit's moving right now. And just as Tim was talking about, there is this wonderful move of God that is happening right now. We see it. We see so many different streams of Christianity. We see so many different streams of revival and renewal colliding and merging together as God is moving like never before. And I believe you have a role in that. And he has given you this practical way of participating in that by speaking forth these decrees and these prayers that I believe will help activate God's angelic assistance, his angelic provision, his messengers of breakthrough and victory. I believe that will provide you a very practical way to do that. So let me ask you this, Dr. Sheets, because there's so many different things we could cover, but I think one of the most intriguing chapters in the book to me, and I believe will be so relevant to the listening audience, the people reading the book, you talk about how angels assist in your destiny. And that's a pretty big deal. I mean, destiny is obviously a pretty big deal. That's you fulfilling God's assignment for your life, doing the things he's put you on this planet to do. In a nutshell, just to give people a teaser of that particular chapter, what does that mean, angels actually assisting in our destiny?
Well, angels are told your destiny before you are even born. Matthew 18:20 says about the little children there that their angels are constantly beholding the face of the Father. They have access to the Godhead. And angels there is plural, so it's at least two. Each person has two angels assigned to their life. And I go through the scripture in the book and teach how angels are taught your destiny before you're ever born. And these angels, their role of assistance is to pull or connect you to your destiny. For example, Gabriel came to Mary. Mary didn't know that she was going to be the father of, or the mother of Jesus, and that Father God was going to come overshadow her. She didn't know that, but the angel did, and he came and told her an aspect of her destiny. Zachariah and Elizabeth, they were barren couple, but that was not in their thesis or their destiny. And the angel came and said, this is your destiny. Gideon, in his life, you see where unrealized potential was pulled out of him by an angel. Here he is hiding behind a wine press in fear, but the angel said, no, you have potential. And your potential is that you are a mighty man of valor. And, of course, Gideon then pursued that. In the life of Abraham, when it was time to get a son, his son Isaac's a wife, he told his servant, I want you to go into another country and find him a wife. And he said, well, how will I know who she is? And he said, the angel of the Lord will go before you. And that angel led him to the exact well where Rebekah was, choosing, because that angel knew that Rebekah was in Isaac's destiny. And so I talk about how that the angels connect you to destiny assignments. They connect you to potential that you didn't even know that you had.
Wow.
And they constantly pull to work that out of you. It's a fascinating study because of the word purpose, your purpose. It's the Greek word prothesis. Pro is before, and thesis is a written report.
Mm.
Before you were born, God wrote down things that he had in mind for you to achieve, and the angels help pull that out of you. They connect you to people that will pull that out of you, resources that will pull that out of you. So one of the greatest assets to releasing destiny and purpose is angels that will come and assist you.
Wow. And again, to summarize, Angel Armies, I believe this book is going to help you get connected with your destiny. I mean, Dr. Shees, you talk in that particular chapter, I was so intrigued by this language of how angels are actually, they participate in getting us connected to the time which we were born for. And you know, that language might sound a little strange for those of you who are listening, but really one of the things that you need to know in order to fulfill your purpose and destiny is that you were actually born and you were strategically assigned by God for the time in which you're living. And there's so many believers who actually remain disconnected from that revelation. And I believe when we step into that, we actually welcome the angelic assistance of God into our life for that specific task and for that specific time. I believe angels release the victory, provision, the blessing of God, and angels are participating actively right now, preparing, setting the stage for this next great move of God that we are seeing really in seed form. We're seeing increase. We're seeing more. But I believe as the body of Christ learns how to participate with this invisible realm, their invisible allies, we are going to see such an increase of the movement of God in the earth. As we only have a few minutes left, Dr. Shees, can you maybe share a testimony? Because the wonderful thing about this book is that there's solid biblical teaching, but you also share prophetic words and testimonies of angelic encounters. So can you share with our listeners one of these wonderful testimonies of an angelic encounter that you've had, or even maybe somebody you've known has, whatever one the Holy Spirit really leads you to right now, just to stir their hunger?
About 10 years ago when I was, and Holy Spirit was talking to me about the angel armies, and I began a 10-year study on this. A couple of weeks into that, on a Sunday morning, I looked up into the balcony area, and I saw two very large angels. Mm. And the unusual thing about it was, up until that point in my life, when I actually saw angels, I saw them as light beings. But this time, one had a purple sash on, and the other had a blue sash on. And so I knew I needed to study and find out what the colors mean. And I do a section on that in the book as well. But essentially, blue is the color of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. It represents its outpourings of the Holy Spirit, and it represents movings of the Holy Spirit. And purple is the color kings wear. And it represents the angels that guard the throne of God, or the king's anointing, and help release the king, the kingdom anointing of Christ. But out of that, this word came from the Holy Spirit as I meditated upon it, that he was now going to lead another campaign on earth similar to the day of Pentecost. Mm. Only this time, he would be bringing far more of the angel armies.
Wow.
And a little while after that, he said this to me: the greatest days in church history are not in your past. They are in your present, and they are in your future.
Wow.
I believe that. And that came out of angelic visitation. And over the years, that blue sash angel and the purple sash angel has actually come to me many times in our church services. It's a fascinating way that God gets messages to us and reveals his purpose in our lives. And, of course, the angels not only give the messages, they assist in gaining the victory that God wants on the earth. They help Holy Spirit lead this new campaign that I believe is now beginning.
Wow. And again, thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Shees. And I want to encourage you, for those of you who are listening right now, the book is Angel Armies, and I'm just immediately drawn to these declarations, these prayers, these announcements at the back. I want to read a few just to give you a sample. And these are things you can repeat even as you're listening. The greatest days in church history are not in our past. They are in our present and our future. Holy Spirit is now supervising a new movement of awesome revival. Angel armies are ascending and descending. We are living under an open heaven. Angels are ministering fresh fire from heaven's altar. Power from heaven is flowing to us and through us. I tell you, after you just declare a few of those, you feel like running around the room because those are truths. You are putting the truth of the Word of God on your mouth. And the wonderful thing, it's the truth of the Word of God really that's spoken out of your mouth in a prophetic manner, because this is what God's doing. This is what he's doing right now, and he wants you to play a vital role in this wonderful campaign, in this wonderful advancement of his kingdom, seeing heaven come to earth as we see groundbreaking revival and awakening. And it starts with you, starts with me, starts in our individual lives, and it starts with our eyes being open to the invisible realm around us. So thank you so much, Dr. Sheets, for being with us today.
You're welcome, Larry. Good talking with you and your listeners.
Oh, it's wonderful talking with you. And again, the book is Angel Armies. Dr. Sheets, if people want to connect with you directly, see where you're speaking, check out some upcoming events that you have going on, where is the best place for them to go online for them to follow up with you?
Well, they can go to oasiswired.org, or they can go to timsheetsministries.org. And they can see all about what we offer and where we're going and what we're doing next.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Sheets. And for all of our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on Voice of Destiny today. And our prayer is that your eyes, your spiritual eyes would be open to see into that spiritual realm, and that you would actually access this glorious inheritance that God has prepared for you. We don't order angels around. We don't tell them what to do. We don't make demands of them. But God wants to invite you to participate and partner with his angelic warriors to release the kingdom of God on earth. I believe it's time for us to step into that role. So we look forward to joining you next time on Voice of Destiny.
This has been the Voice of Destiny, your trusted source for the latest spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Thanks again for listening.